Hi, friends. I'm Emily Lay, and you're listening to the Simplified Podcast. If you're looking for a quiet place where you can filter out the noise and the hustle, this is it. Every week, I invite you to slow down and join me to explore practical ways to organize and automate the complicated parts of life so you can focus on what truly matters most. Are you looking for some peace and calm in your day? Do you need a friend to help you slow down and think about what your heart and soul really need? That's what I hope to give you in my brand new book called Sure as the Sunrise. I wrote 100 meditations to help you start your day with a bit more joy and delight, and to remember that no matter what the day brings, you don't have to face it alone. I can't wait to share this book with you when it hits shelves in a few weeks, so go ahead and pre-order your copy from your favorite book retailer today. All right, let's face it. Sometimes we're just over it. We're over having to get up early. We're over having to take our kids to school. We are over having deadline after deadline or standing on our feet and helping clients all day. We're over the same squabbles about money we keep having with our partner. We're over our kid playing with that stupid loud toy that the mother-in-law gave them for their birthday. We're over having to change the style of our jeans again. And we're over having to put dinner on the table every single night. It just happens, and sometimes you don't know why. Maybe someone cut you off in traffic and the day never seemed to get back on track. Maybe you woke up that way. Maybe you got home from work and took extra time to make a new recipe you saw on Instagram last week, and maybe it had a few more veggies than your people are used to. But you added a chipotle lime cream sauce that you thought would score some brownie points, because who doesn't love a sauce? It scored you 0 brownie points. No one finished it. No one said thank you either. It's enough to make you want to pack your bags and move to a beach in Bora Bora. You may have to live in a hut on the beach, but at least you probably won't have to cook for anybody. There are just some days, heck, even seasons, when you just don't feel like having to do the little mundane tasks on your list every day. But we are adults. We have people and pets and bills we're responsible for. We chose this life, after all. We just didn't know at the time that we were also choosing the days when we'd have to push through and do so many things we don't feel like doing. You know who gets this feeling more than anybody I know? Jen Hatmaker. You guys. I love Jen Hatmaker. I have followed her forever because I can't get enough of her writing, her podcast, her wit, and her profound wisdom on basically everything. She even uses a simplified planner, which just delights me to no end. If you're new to Jen, she is a New York Times bestselling author and a beloved podcaster over at her award-winning podcast called For the Love with Jen Hatmaker. She's got 5 kids, all in their teens and 20s, and she's a couple clicks ahead of me in the parenting game. She's one of the trusted people I turn to when I need advice on how to move forward. Jen has just written her very first cookbook called Feed These People, and y'all, it is hilarious. It is the most real cookbook I have ever read, and that is a fact. Not only does Jen have delicious recipes to feed just about any crowd, but her commentary and stories through the book made me sit down and read it like a novel, cover to cover. She keeps it real, so real, in fact, that Jen only included one dessert recipe, just one, because she doesn't like dessert. Fine, Jen, we'll take it. Anyway, Jen and I talked about how to muster the energy and creativity to cook for your people when you just don't have much left in the tank. We talked her favorite recipes for a random Wednesday night, her favorite apps and kitchen tools, and so much more. I could have talked to her about food all day long. I'm so glad she's branching out into this space because this book is the one I did not know I needed from her. Okay, I'm going to stop gushing now. Here's my conversation about feeding your people with the beloved Jen Hatmaker. Hi, Jen. How are you?
Super happy to see you. It's been a minute. Yay.
It's been a minute. I'm so glad you're here. I have loved following all of your adventures and I'm so excited about your new book that's coming out. I have so many questions to ask you and things to talk about, but can you just tell us where you are right now, what you're doing, what life looks like?
Yeah. Life's weird right now, Emily, because, you know, I have 5 whole children.
Yeah.
And the 4th started his freshman year in college. So he moved out in August, and I was just down to 1, but that one, my junior, Remy, has decided to do her junior year in Spain.
As a foreign exchange student.
Uh-huh. So she is in Spain, outside of Madrid, and what that means, if you are good at math, is that no kids live here. I am in this house by
myself. What is that life?
I don't even know. I don't know. And since Remy's only been gone for 3 weeks, and I've been out of town well over half that time. It was just a weird travel season. So really, it was just like 2 days ago that I woke up and went, I am by my loan in
by
this
my,
house.
By my own self.
By here. My own self. And the way that I know that is there's not a pile of shoes by the front door. This is my one plate. It's my one plate that I've already put in the dishwasher. It's weird. And I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but I don't hate it.
Really? Mm-hmm. I was expecting the opposite. Like, I have fears about that. Mm-hmm. Like, when that comes, what am I going to feel? And I asked my mom this the other day, and she was like, you'll feel a lot of things, but mostly you'll love it.
Yeah, she's not wrong. And you think that because your kids are still little.
Yeah.
Like, mine are big, and I've been parenting since I was 23. So goodness, I'm like, gracious. Look, do I hate this, like, peaceful house where my music is playing? It's tidy. My house is so tidy. Anyway, my four big kids all live right here.
Okay, that's
in
amazing.
Austin. So it's right. Not like no one is at my house, but it's
right.
Really different.
And you're not having to, like, cook for 900 people every night anymore, right?
It's weird. Yeah.
Do they come back? Do they come back like, Mom, feed me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. One of them was here yesterday and literally cleared out my freezer. I'm like, bye.
Bye. Take some with you.
And then he's in the pantry like, can I have this marinara? I'm like, oh my gosh.
So, you do know where the grocery store is, right? That's awesome. I mean, I did it to my mom, so I get it. I get it.
I did too.
Well, I am loving your new cookbook so Thank much. You. When I heard that you were coming out with a cookbook, I was like, this is the book I didn't know I needed from Jen Hatmaker. Like, I absolutely need this. I can't pick out a favorite recipe because they're all amazing. So what I want to know, because my family, my mom and dad and my little brother, they are phenomenal chefs. Like, they can whip up things out of their brain. They can follow recipes really well. And I am like, can someone just tell me how to, like, boil the water? It's just, it missed me, right? So when did the cooking bug, when did it start for you? And how has that evolved and changed over time in different seasons?
For sure. It hit me late. Right. I didn't grow up cooking. I would say this if she was in the room, and she would not be offended. My mom was, like, not a great cook. She was medium.
Yeah.
And cooking, it was just, we had a big family too, a big, busy life. And by the time I was really locked into paying attention to what food was happening in my house, my mom went back to college. When I'm the oldest of four. When I was in high school, and we were all, like, high school, middle, elementary. And so then we just went into, like, just eat some.
Mode. Just eat something.
Or just, are you full? Then my work here is done.
You're
and
good.
So we didn't really help mom cook. I didn't learn anything. So I entered young adulthood and young marriage absolutely clueless.
That was me.
Clueless about food. Clueless. I had no idea what garlic was. I didn't even know what that meant. And so I didn't really learn to cook. I self-taught, and I learned to cook right around when I was turned 30. And only because I had three kids. They were all little. They were just, like, babies all over the house. And they wanted to eat so much. They just,
like, three,
all every
like
day.
Like, 3 times a day, but not even that. Like, 6 times a day.
And I was, like, mad. I was mad all the time. Like, I can't just walk around being mad at kindergartners. That just doesn't... You know what I mean? That just makes no sense. Hold on. So, anyway, I just decided to learn how to cook. And so this was, like, the early 2000s.
Yeah.
And I started watching the Food Network, which was the only thing of its kind at the time.
As
now,
one does.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, we have a billion food streaming shows and channels. But at the time, that was like Paula Deen and the Nearies and Rachel Ray and Emeril. Like, those were those were my teachers.
They
that
were the
was
OGs.
My culinary school. Yep.
Yeah. I love that. Okay. What about when you have those moments with kids? Like, I looked at Brian this morning. We're getting ready for our days. And he was like, hey, what are we thinking for dinner? And I don't know why, but I looked at him and I was like, why? Like, why do you ask me that every single day? Every single day
you
ask
what?
Me what's
for dinner. That is rude.
Rude. Like, you figure out what's for dinner.
That's right.
And he was like, sorry.
What are you thinking about for dinner, mister?
Right. Exactly.
Totally.
So what do you do? So I'm in this season now where I have, like, on Tuesdays in particular, I have one kid that's going to tackle football 4 days a week and is there for 2 hours. And then I have another kid that has dance, and I have another kid that has flag football, because when you let three children each choose one sport, that's a lot of sports.
It is. And of course, they're never at the same time.
No, and they're not even remotely close to one another. Like, one's on this side of town, one's... Anyway, it's just, I'm in the car for 3 hours, and the last thing I want to do as a person who does not really like cooking when I get home is cook food. So we go to Jersey Mike's a lot.
But yes!
That's my, like, what do you do in the hard times? But what do you do if you actually want to feed your people something that doesn't come from a fast food restaurant? What do you do in those moments when you're just like, I don't have anything left in my tank?
Okay, well, first of all the yeses and thumbs up to Jersey Mike. All of them. Every thumb that I have, all the yeses that I can muster. Like, whoever told us we have to cook something every day, that's just a lie. So if Tuesdays, if that's your Jersey Mike day, I mean, I do not even care. Like, I did that all during my, like, kid years. Yeah. So I am not this person that's, like, always having to figure out how to do something homemade on our busiest day. Absolutely not, ma'am. I would say probably in the busiest of my raising kids years, I probably cooked something from scratch maybe 3 nights a week.
Yeah.
The rest of it
that's
was
a
leftovers.
Win for me.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Or you could pour yourself some cereal, or we're going to go to Chick-fil-A. Like,
absolutely.
And to me, I felt like I was winning the game. Right. So let's let ourselves off the hook on that. However, let's just say, you know, Tuesday's coming. You know, you're going to be in the car for 3 hours. You're just not in the mood for some reason for Jersey Mike's, which I don't know why that would ever happen because it's delicious. But if you're not, the easiest thing you can do, if you can muster up your morning self to care about your nighttime self.
Yes, I love this.
Is literally drop a pork tenderloin that you just bought from the store.
Yep.
You did literally almost nothing to it into your crock pot or whatever. Dump store-bought barbecue sauce, whatever kind you like, on top
of it.
Turn
it on.
Turn it on low and put a lid on it. That whole process will take you 45 seconds.
Right.
And then at night, do you have Hawaiian rolls at your location?
Always.
That's right.
Yes.
You get your little Hawaiian sliders. You take your two forks, you shred it, you make your little slider, you buy pre-packaged slaw, like, which is like a dump and stir.
Yeah.
And, or nothing, or no slaw, or you put pickles on it, and
chips.
That's your dinner. And chips.
Chips are good. Yeah.
It's almost a zero labor dinner, and it tastes delicious.
This is the help I need in my life, is that exactly that. Like 45 seconds.
Yeah.
Or if you're real smart, you go to Aldi. We just got an Aldi, by the way, which is like life-changing.
We don't have those.
Oh, they're so cool. We don't have a Trader Joe's. We have an Aldi. So I bought a pork tenderloin that already had the sauce on it. And then you put that in the crock pot.
I mean,
Winning.
That is just, that's how to make the magic right there. Everybody doesn't have to know our tricks. They're eating this food for free.
Exactly. And then that night, Brian was like, wow. He calls me Sue. He doesn't ever call me Emily. He's like, Sue. Wow, Sue. This is good. This is real good. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm working on it all day. It's real. Going on the list. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You're welcome, buddy.
Need help finding holiday gifts kids will actually like? KiwiCo can help you give more than just gifts. They are here to show you how to give awesome. KiwiCo knows a thing or two about delivering moments of awesome. From robots to rocket ships, all their science and art projects are designed to spark fun and excitement. KiwiCo has 9 subscription lines for kids of all ages, so everyone can find something they're interested in. Tyler and Caroline have a subscription for the Kiwi Crate, which is perfect for kids ages 5 to 8, and they just learned how to make their very own arcade claw. Do you know how much I would have wanted that when I was their age? They made it all by themselves thanks to KiwiCo's excellent instructions, and y'all, they could not get enough of it. They've made a whole game out of picking up stuff around the house, and I could see this kit getting their engineering brains a good exercise. So give awesome this holiday with KiwiCo. Get your first month free on any crate line at kiwico.com/simplified. That's your first month free at kiwico.com/simplified. I'm a big believer in supporting women-owned businesses, which is why I'm so pumped to tell you about this incredible sponsor, PrintFresh. PrintFresh was created by textile designer and fashion entrepreneur Amy Voloshin. In the early days, Amy packed and shipped every order out of her own home, just like I did. And now, PrintFresh has grown into a nationally loved sleepwear and home goods brand made for lovers of pattern and seekers of whimsy. Do you want some new PJs for fall? The answer is yes, you absolutely do. Each pajama set from PrintFresh is made of 100% organic cotton. And with sizes from extra small to 6X and free exchanges, everyone can find their perfect fit for the children. chillier days ahead. You guys know I love a good pattern, and Print Fresh has some fantastic ones for fall. I just got the Bagheera cami nightgown in sapphire, and I absolutely love it. It's just the right length and so cute. Plus, it's gotten even softer every time I wash it. They're the holy grail of pajamas. So whether you're getting a head start on holiday shopping or giving your PJ drawer a refresh, head to printfresh.com/simplified or use code SIMPLIFIED for 15% off your first order, and let the fall fun begin. One more time, that's printfresh.com/simplified or use code SIMPLIFIED for 15% off your first order. And now a word from our sponsor, Gladskin. Guess what, y'all? October is National Eczema Awareness Month. According to the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, around 16 million adults in the U.S. have eczema. While it affects people in various ways, 51% of adults with eczema say it limits their lifestyle, and 43% say it affects their daily activities. But luckily, as you know, Gladskin is here to help. Gladskin with MicroBalance is steroid-free, works without harsh ingredients, and it's even gentle enough for babies. It's clinically proven to reduce eczema symptoms. In fact, 91% of users who tried Gladskin's eczema cream saw a significant improvement after just 7 days. So try it for yourself. Gladskin is offering my listeners 15% off plus free shipping on your first order at gladskin.com/simplified. That's gladskin.com/simplified for 15% off plus free shipping. gladskin.com/simplified.
I have to back up a minute. What's your favorite recipe from the cookbook?
Oh my gosh.
That's like choose your favorite child, right?
Mm-hmm. It is. The Italian like butter garlic subs are just...
Oh, that sounds amazing.
No, it's just too good. Like, it's just too good. It's sloppy and delicious and
as
melty and oozy, and the bread is a little toasty, and it's just like, there's no chance that somebody won't like it.
Okay.
It's a no fail. It's so good. It's not hard.
That's amazing. And tell us about your decision to put one dessert in the cookbook.
Look, I'm not a dessert person. I don't crave sweets. I don't bake.
Yeah.
I don't like, just, I'm just not a person.
I'm really
who wants
not
dessert.
Either, like at all.
No.
No.
Yeah.
I like, give me salty. Something savory. Yes. Give me nachos all day long over like ice
all
cream
day long.
Or something like that.
I like salty and savory.
Yeah.
And so I just, because it's not my preference, I'm like, well, it's my cookbook. And
it's
so
what I want.
If I did a dessert chapter, it would be a lie. But I have a singular dessert that I love with all my beating heart, and it's creme brulee. It's my favorite dessert.
Oh, I love
it. I cannot resist it.
Yeah.
So I put creme brulee in the dessert chapter, and that's it. That's all you got. And really, the only reason I did that is because one of my best friends forever, we've been for decades.
Yeah.
Her son, who I used to put in the bathtub with my kids, a grown person with a mortgage and a wife.
Right.
And he told me, if you do not have a dessert in your cookbook, I won't buy it. And I was like, well, guess what? I'm going to give you one.
Noted.
And that thus the dessert chapter was born with exactly one entry.
I love that. It also makes me think of Kendra from The Lazy Genius. She says, you know, to decide once, like that is your dessert. That is what you will make if people are coming over. And it is what it is. What about, do you have like a go-to drink or like a go-to appetizer, like your decide once thing that you just always make if you're going to a party or you're having people over, that kind of thing?
Mm. I know you've made these, and I make them a lot because they're no-fail. They make everybody really happy, which is like the bacon-wrapped date. And so you can real simple. You can literally just wrap a date with bacon and bake them and just go like the most rudimentary route, and everyone's still going to be thrilled.
Yeah.
I generally cut it in half, not all the way through, so it opens up like a little book.
Yeah,
and put a little smear of either goat cheese or blue cheese or cream cheese, whatever you like and have, and one like toast, like roasted almond right in there. Close it up, wrap it with like a third or a half a strip of bacon and bake them. They are salty, sweet, creamy, perfect, crunchy.
Yum.
And the best thing about those is I actually prefer them at room temperature. So if you're taking them to somebody's house or you want to make them in advance at your own house and not be in the weeds, you just want to have something done that does not require any attention, it's like the perfect appetizer. I usually serve them with just a little tiny thing of I'll do a little mix of like orange marmalade and a little bit of horseradish and a little bit of hot water and just stir it up. And it's delicious. Or balsamic reduction.
Makes everything all better. Good. That's so good. Okay. Talk to me about, so my oldest is 11. In like all in a span of 2 weeks, he started middle school, got a phone, got braces, started football. Like it was a whole lot at one time. And we're starting to see like the appetite of a teenager come out. And I have like real fears of when all my kids are in those years. Like, how does your fridge survive a house full of teens and then all the people that come with them through the door?
Oh, gosh. It's the realest thing. Because you are so right. It's not just the ones you have. It's the ones they have, too. It's their little friends. And, you know, I don't know if you know this, but like 12-year-olds are terrible at planning. So all of a sudden, somebody just walks in the door. That's how it was always in my house forever. Yeah. Like, I would just call up the stairs, like, who's here?
Right.
Who else is here? Who's eating here? And that's just how many plates got put out. Like, kids just come. And I love that. I always wanted to be the home where kids wanted to come. But I got in the habit during those years of just making more than I think. I always make more than I think because worst case scenario,
you have leftovers.
We don't eat it all and we have leftovers. And I am a huge leftover queen.
Are you? Okay.
Oh my gosh. I live for leftovers. I will save three bites like I was a widow of the Great Depression. Like there's nothing I will not save and put in something. But I just end up making more than I need.
Yeah.
And I literally never regret that. I always have an idea of what to do with it if it's leftover, but it's kind of fun. Yeah. And you also learn how to do like big, sort of less expensive, big sheet pan thing, big pots of this. Big bowls of rice. I mean, there's just ways to do it that's not going to break the bank. But I also found out that I had to just grocery shop way more frequently than I ever expected.
Yeah. So I could see that.
In the olden days, it was like once every, I don't even know, 2 weeks for a big shot.
Right.
And then it was just like, I want to just like tip my hat and wave my hanky for Instacart. Instacart changed my life.
Same. I use Shipt, but it's the same over here. I think I was their number one customer when the twins were little. It was like, we're out of diapers, Shipt. We're out of formula, Shipt. All the time. Every day.
All the time. All the time.
Yeah.
And some people love grocery shopping and they build that into their time. For me, time is my hottest commodity and the thing that I have the least of. So I say that was worth a little bit of added expense to have my groceries delivered. And I easily had Instacart on this porch twice a week. Easily. Yeah.
Same. It's a lifesaver. Okay. Tell me, is there like a ride or die tool, kitchen tool or gadget or thing that you have to have with you when you cook?
Mm-hmm. I am a pretty like basic cook. I'm not fancy and I don't need a lot of fancy things because I don't bake. I don't really need baking things, whatever those are. But I will tell you what I use. I also invest in good pans. So like my pots and pans are nice. And they'll last 100 years, by the way. But
and that makes a big difference when you use like a nice pan. I learned that.
It does. All my pots and pans are nice and they cook well. I love cast iron. But of the two things that I use every single day, one is a really, really good knife. A good one and keep it sharp. That just, you can have literally nothing else. If that's what you have, you could be a good cook. A really sharp knife that I love, I always say, I have 20 knives and I basically use the same two.
The same one.
Mm-hmm. And this is like, if you have $11 to spare, I think every day, I don't really know what it's called. I think it's called a food scraper. Do you know what I'm saying? Where you chop all your vegetables, and then it's like a flat piece of metal.
Oh, I have
one. You scoop under it and you put it in your bowl or into your pan.
It helps you not drop the cut up onion on the floor between the sink and the stove.
That's right.
Yeah.
My prep area is here. My cook area is behind me, so I'm constantly. And so I use my food. Certainly Top calls theirs like a food taxi. And I'm like, that's brilliant. That's what I want to call mine.
Brilliant. A food taxi.
I use my food taxi every day.
Everyone needs a food taxi. We'll link to it in the show notes. Okay, that's amazing. Okay, let me see. I have two more questions for you, and then I have rapid fire questions.
Great.
So we're getting close to the holidays, and one of the things that I have the hardest time with is around the weeks of like Christmas and Thanksgiving, because I'm obviously like trying to do a lot. We host Thanksgiving here, and we host Christmas Eve, and I don't want to be like fussy with what I'm serving for meals during those weeks. So What do you suggest? Like during those weeks when everything else is going on, but I still have to feed people, what are your tips?
Yep. I love that you're thinking that way, because when some of the big days are labor intensive and a little heavier, we want the other days to be lighter and easier. I go into high rotation on sandwiches. Now, first of all, let me be fair. I love sandwiches. So this is not like a plan B for me. Right. Sandwiches have always been a plan A for me, but I just put a teeny bit of additional thought into them, and we do a ton of them because they're so fast and easy. Like, I'll get a huge loaf of French bread and just cut it in half and do this massive Italian sub. It's so easy. I get it all like from the deli. It's just layer, wrap, stick in the oven. And for some reason, my kids love that. I use jarred marinara and jarred pesto on the top and the bottom.
So good.
It's just, there's nothing to it. There's nothing to it at all, but it's so easy. And then I go into like just slightly elevated grilled sandwiches, which all my family loves.
So I got a panini press recently.
Exactly.
And I'm like, look at me. I'm so fancy.
It feels fancy and it feels special. Yeah. Everybody likes a toasty, melty sandwich.
Always.
But what you really did is just put it between two pieces of iron and shut the lid.
Yep.
So it's not hard
and
it doesn't take hardly any more time. And so I go into hardcore sandwich mode. And then the second thing that I do, which I'm so famous for this that my kids would laugh if I said this, is what can I put inside some scrambled eggs? So eggs are so cheap.
Right.
They feed a ton. In my opinion, anything can go in scrambled eggs. So I will look in my refrigerator and be like, what's left over? What's about a half a container of this? I've got one half of a red pepper. What do I have?
Yeah.
Literally, I'll put anything in it. And I'll saute all that stuff up. And then I'll pour my scrambled eggs over it and put cheese on
top
of it and put it in a tortilla.
Like, call it a burrito.
Eggs cook in, 4 minutes?
Right.
It's the fastest thing. Yeah. And anything goes.
That's brilliant.
Like it's a leftover breeding ground.
We do breakfast once a week, breakfast for dinner. And my kids think it's like the most special day because they're having, you know, canned cinnamon rolls at night.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
also,
gosh.
Also a good move.
Oh, okay. My kids die for those.
Totally. So thinking about having bunches of people over, whether it's for a holiday or like a football game or whatever.
Sure.
Do you have any silver bullet recipes for feeding large numbers of people?
One of our favorite things that we love to do is individual homemade pizzas. We do that a lot for big parties.
Yeah.
So so much of it, virtually all of it, can be done in advance. You can have all your toppings ready. It's just a toppings bar. Everybody, like, make your own. You don't have to put anything together. Everybody gets their own individual pizza, which you can make or you can buy. It's a good time to be alive.
It's a good time.
You can buy those. And we put ours on the grill, which is kind of fun. It makes
that
it kind of special. So one of our people mans the grill and we've got everything chopped, everything prepared. The sauce is ready. Everything. Everybody just makes their own, takes it to the grill, and that's your food. And then this is really good. That's really great too when people have all sorts of dietary issues. So if they can't have meat, they can have a vegetarian pizza, or they can pick their cheeses, or they can leave the cheese off and just do pesto if they're like dairy
free. That's so smart.
It gives you a lot of options for a lot of kind of types of eaters without, here's the trick, you really having to cook anything at all. Can you chop a green bell pepper? Can you put a bowl of shredded cheese out? Congratulations, you can have a pizza bar.
And now you are a hostess with the mostest. That's great.
With the mostest.
Okay, these are rapid fire. So whatever comes to your brain, you ready?
Yeah.
What's on your perfect sandwich?
Ham, turkey, melted Swiss, bread and butter pickles, tomatoes with salt and pepper on it, and mayonnaise, plenty of mayonnaise, and all of that is toasted.
You know what my kids say they remember about the pandemic? They remember Dorito sandwiches because we would do virtual school and I would make basically ham and cheese sandwich and then put Doritos on it. And they just thought it was magic.
I think that's magic.
I do too.
I want to eat that.
I do too.
I will put a chip on every sandwich.
Absolutely. Okay. Do you meal plan? And if so, how do you do it?
Very medium.
Yeah.
I'm not good at this. This is not my skill set. Very, very loosely. I will have maybe two recipes in mind. And hopefully when I order groceries, I get all the things that I need. And I'm about 70% on
you
that.
Too.
And so I tend to have more like of the constant staples that I know I'm going to use to make something. And that's really my plan, which is not a plan.
I feel that in my bones about like placing the order and thinking like, yeah, I might have gotten them all. Let's hope for the best.
I think I have olives.
Yeah.
But I just didn't get up and check.
No.
So I'm like, well, I think they're in there. I think I saw them, last week in the pantry. Yeah.
What is your guilty pleasure snack?
Chips and dip. All always, every time, all the dips and all the chips.
Salsa, French onion, it doesn't even matter. All of it.
French onion, spinach, just all chips, all dip.
What is the best meal you have ever had and who was there with you?
Oh, gosh. Ooh, that's a really hard question.
I know, right? I don't even know what my answer would be.
I don't know. I think I would have to say my sister Courtney, her husband, Zach.
Yeah.
Is a really good cook. And he does a lasagna. It takes him like 2 or 3 days to make it. It's all like homemade noodles. He rolls it out, homemade sauce that he cooks all day long. It has, and I'm not joking, I'm not exaggerating when I tell you this, because he makes it in a monstrous pan, 8 pounds of cheese. That's not a lie.
Oh my gosh.
That's a real thing that I'm saying.
You gotta go to Sam's for that.
it's offensive.
Jeez.
It's offensive lasagna. It is so good. It is so good that I dream about it. My mom says it's her like death row meal.
That's amazing. My mom has a famous lasagna, but it does not have that much cheese in it. She cooks it
It shouldn't. It shouldn't. It just shouldn't.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Jen, thank you so much for spending time with me today. I'm so excited about your new cookbook. Can you just tell everyone where to find it, where to find you, all the things?
Yes. I'm so happy to see you, Emily. Thanks for having me on. It's called Feed These People. It's funny. It's silly. It's weird. Like, it's not a normal cookbook. I kept asking the publisher, like, this is how I write recipes. You understand that, right? Like, you've read it. You understand that this is how it goes. They're like, write it. Like, anyway, it's out October 18th everywhere. Everywhere you want to buy a book, have it. And it was just one of my favorite projects I've ever done.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Jen, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, that was fun. I learned so much and am tucking so many good tips in my pocket to move forward with. As we close out this episode today, I'd like to say a blessing for you as we leave this time together and get back to our days. I hope you remember the work you do day in and day out makes a difference. And I hope you remember that no matter how the work gets done, showing up is what really matters. Because no one will remember that you put food on paper plates. They'll just remember the time you took to feed them and love them well. As always, I'd like to leave a little tip to help you put what we've talked about today into practice. So here's your task for this week. Do you have a go-to pantry meal? Like something you can whip up for kids or company at a moment's notice without having to go buy anything new, just using what you've got in your pantry. Listen, sometimes when you just don't have much more in the tank, a good pantry meal may not be fancy or inspiring, but it'll get food on the table. All you need is one pantry meal in your back pocket, and to make sure you keep those ingredients stocked. Maybe it's baked spaghetti, and you always make sure you have noodles, sauce, and cheese on hand. Maybe it's taco soup or fried rice, or if you're like the Lay family, macaroni and peas. Whatever it is, decide what your pantry meal is going to be. If you have more than one, write them out on a piece of paper and tape them to the pantry wall. That way, when you don't have the energy to be creative, you know where you can turn for a quick and easy meal. And then, when you use up the ingredients for that dish, those ingredients go right onto the grocery list because you know you're going to need those supplies for a rainy day pantry meal. And sister, you're going to thank yourself later, I promise. Thank you for listening to the Simplified Podcast. I hope today's episode helped you find some solutions to feeding your people, even when you'd rather be doing anything else. The struggle is real, y'all. You can find show notes for this episode at emilylay.com/podcast, where you can check out links and resources I mentioned here, and you can shop the Simplified brand of planners and products. And don't forget to pre-order your copy of my brand new book called Sure as the Sunrise, wherever you buy books. I hope you're loving this show. I know I love making it for you. The simplest way you can enjoy it is to subscribe to the show so it'll pop right into your phone without you even having to think about it. Talk about automated. And while you're subscribing, it is easy to rate the show and leave a review while you're there. That helps this show get to other people who might enjoy it also. Thanks for doing that. Till next time, thanks for listening. Bye.